Let us bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. And Marshall's getting ready for the chill.
You're right.
So am I.
I've got the furnace primed and ready to go. I do. I actually flipped the switch, the master switch, and I set the thermostat way down low so it doesn't come on. But it's now officially ready to go, just in case it gets down to 40 the next two nights.
And it will.
All right.
It's easily going to get to 40, if not upper 30s. So be ready. Shower could still be possible in a spot or two this morning. Then we'll have some sunshine as the clearing begins. The wind will pick up. It'll be in the mid-60s and tonight near 40. Saturday and Sunday, sunny, breezy, mid-60s. Nighttime temperatures, upper 30s. Monday, more sun, mid-60s. Tuesday at 9:31 in the morning, fall arrives. And as it does, it'll be a sunny day and the highs will be in the 70s. And 70s will continue for the better part of next week.
And all the bad weather stays basically to the south of us.
That's the way it looks. I mean, the next hurricane is Teddy, which is Cat 4. It is going to get awful close to Bermuda and then probably plow into Nova Scotia. So if anything, it'll just rough up the surf. And next named storm, which will be Wilfred, will be in the Gulf of Mexico. Bad news there. Right now, it looks like it could be headed for the Texas coast. The last thing we need is for Wilfred to head for the central Gulf coast, since that they're still dealing with the after effects of Sally. Mm. Kind of interesting, right?
Crazy.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Crazy year for hurricanes, I tell you.
It is.
Off the charts.
It's a crazy year for everything.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Now they're talking about, you know, a second wave hitting Europe. I mean, India, I think, is leading the pack now worldwide of the most cases in a day. That's in India. France is seeing an outbreak. So is England.
We're seeing it here in the United States too. 18 states now have increases in cases. Connecticut, which was doing so great for a while, even though it's a small state, but still, we have an increase now in cases out of nowhere. And you know what? It's all tied in this country. It's the majority of these increases are going to be tied
to college
and a lack of really understanding by a lot of college students that, yes, they're strong, their immune systems, and they've got a small chance of dying from this disease. But they're carriers, and then if they go back home or they go anyplace else, that's the whole thing. Look at what happened in Kansas City. They allowed only 15,000 people in the ballpark, okay, for the football game last weekend. One person had COVID-19. He infected 10 other people around him. They're all now in quarantine. But thank God the Chiefs had some sort of system in place. Anybody that even waited on that group of people are in mandatory quarantine. So it looks like they're going to prevent. And they all had masks on, by the way. They all had masks on, but they were so close to one another. And they were probably taking down masks to talk with one another. I mean, there's just no way until a vaccine finally gets out there that is more than 50 to 60% effective, and it's probably going to be multi-shots. There's no way that this virus is going to go away. It's just not. If you wait for herd immunity, there's going to be too many people die to wait for herd immunity. So it's interesting. It's an interesting thing to watch. It's a scary thing to watch. We won't blow it out of proportion. But once again, even Donald Trump's own appointed CDC official said, he held up that mask and said, right now, this is better than a vaccination.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. But the weather, really, I mean, running out of names for hurricanes. Yes, it's happened before, but not too many times before. But we go from hurricanes to drought conditions to fires to tornadoes, not only in Tornado Alley now, but because the weather changes are so extreme, tornadoes can really pop up now just about any place, Pat.
Yeah.
Really, on a regular basis because of the extreme changes in weather.
Yeah. But correct me if I'm wrong. We still have, the United States still has a ban on anybody coming over from Europe, correct?
I'm not sure about that. I think that might be the case. I think that might be the case.
Well, let's hope so, because based on what I hear now, I mean, it would be a stupid thing to allow anybody in, because I know that we can't go to Europe, Americans. So I would think that, you know, we have to keep our gates closed right now.
All right, we'll keep the gates closed, but we've got good weather here right into next week.
And I'll open the gates again on Monday. How's that?
That sounds pretty good to me, Mr. Gatekeeper. I'll speak to you. I'll have a good weekend, Pat. I'll speak to you on Monday.
You too, much.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center, of course, with a check on our tri-state forecast.